Knights of the Stone Podcast.
She's a mother up to work. She is driving in her car. She's a goddess in the elevator, rising like a star. They say she's working like a man, but they don't understand. She's dancing with the goddess in her heart.
Hey, welcome back, pagans. This is the Knights of the Stone Podcast, brought to you by the Temple of the Stone. Yes, the Temple of the Stone. We have been growing here in Idaho Falls in leaps and bounds. And yes, we have all of you to thank. This has been a great growth experience for the pagan community. And yes, we plan on continue growing. The weather is starting to break and the birds are starting to sing. Grass is starting to sprout. Trees are starting to bloom. It's spring, folks. And we are so glad to get back to the podcasting, and hopefully to be always have time to present at least something on our podcast shows that you would love to hear. So tell your friends, the Knights of the Stone Podcast is back on the air. The Temple of the Stone Pagan Sanctuary in Idaho Falls is growing by leaps and bounds, and we're always open to meet new friends and see new faces.
Honored maiden huntress, Artemis, Artemis, new moon come to us. Silver shining wheel of radiance, radiance, mother come to us. Honored queen of wisdom, Hecate, Hecate, old ones come to us. Honored maiden huntress, Artemis, Artemis, new moon come to us. Silver shining wheel of radiance.
So, last month, we sat and planted the seeds of prosperity and fortune. We had a really good Astara dinner. Oh man, the food was just phenomenal. I thank each and every one of you who was able to make it here. It was a really good, light, more of a celebration ritual. Felt like family. I can't wait to do it again. And of course, you know, we have a lot of things to go and do and see as spring opens up the doors and we get out there and get started in our life. Man, winter, I've always hated winter. It keeps me indoors. It gives me all the winter blahs. I can't get much accomplished outside. So now we're looking forward to getting everything going. Having more and more events and celebrations. Yes, the workshops and the open classes are going to continue. We're shooting for the first or second weekend of April to start doing that. I tell you, it's been really rough for quite a few of us in the pagan community, but do have good news. There's one more time I'm going to announce this. I'm probably going to embarrass the young man, but we are so proud of our young Cody, who has taken upon himself the journey of clergy classes and training. We put him through a lot of questions. We've asked a lot of his knowledge, and he's found himself still willing to continue his training. So, Cody Gosaway, congratulations once again on all your studies so far, making it through your dedication, and the continual work and support that you give this community. My hat's off to you. You've gone very far in a very short period of time. One more other quick announcement. I just got my email in from Circle Sanctuary about the Pagan Spirit Gathering 2011. Folks, if you've never been able to go to PSG, make it a consideration. They're probably the best event going for the pagan community in the United States. It's a great event. You learn a lot. You share a lot. You'll meet a lot. So PSG 2011 is going to be June 19th through the 26th at the Stonehouse Park. That's in Northern Illinois. Now, for more information, you can go to www.circlesanctuary.org/PSG. And if you get a chance to go, and we don't, well, tell everybody we said hello.
Fire in the head, I'm a flame in motion. Fire in the head, I'm a sword that's sharp. Fire in the head, I'm a drop in the ocean. A shield in battle and a string and a harp. Fire in the head, I'm an eagle soaring. Fire in the head, I'm a spoken word. Fire in the head, I'm a torrent pouring a grain of wheat and a cauldron stirred. Fire in the head. Rhymes a sly and hinting, wrapped in bolts, skin banging a drum. Wee Jack's a looking, a one eyed squinting, hopping on one leg, sucking his thumb. The black scout chasing me round the oak tree, humming a tune that I must learn. The black scout's gone to feast, oh, woe me, but oh, her cauldron spits and burns. Fire in the head, I'm a flame in motion. Fire in the head, I'm a sword that's sharp. Fire in the head, I'm a drop in the ocean, a shield in battle, and a string and a harp. Fire in the head, I'm an eagle soaring. Fire in the head, I'm a spoken word. Fire in the head, I'm a torrent pouring a grain of wheat and a cauldron stirred. Fire in the head. Shakes the bells, a ringing rides to the door and disappears. Mad May's laughing, asking, singing, does anyone have ears that hear? Raven sat in a creek and pondered why the alder tree is strong. Raven's head flew off and wandered, singing stories and telling songs. Fire in the head, I'm a flame in motion. Fire in the head, I'm a sword that's sharp. Fire in the head, I'm a drop in the ocean, a shield in battle and a string and a harp. Fire in the head, I'm an eagle soaring. Fire in the head, I'm a spoken word. Fire in the head, I'm a torrent pouring a grain of wheat and a cauldron stirred. Fire in the head.
Song always gets me fired up, ready for the spring events and the summer events. I'm hoping that motivates the rest of you as much as it motivates me. Speaking of motivation, you know, I hate to say it, but this podcast and the church events are all donation sponsored. So if you get your chance, if you're online and you're at our webpage right now for the night's podcast, there is a donate button there. Click it. $1. You know, if you can give us $1 a month, that'll pay for the podcast, and we can keep on getting things put out to you, make our announcements here, and just generally have a good old time. Also, if you go to the Temple of the Stone website, the new website for the church is templeofthestone.webs.com, and you can donate there as well. These donations go into helping us buy material, as well as ritual items. for our continual presentation of our workshops and our ceremonies. Don't worry, all the money goes right back to the community. Always has, always will. I just have to remind you every now and then. Okay, so to get off that subject, this week I just want to approach all the different changes in the air. Every season brings new things, and new things are not always good things, but they're definitely new things. This year we really want to focus on green living, healthy living, healthy choices. We want to help promote the different companies and communities that are doing a lot for this country and for their community and for the residents of the communities, of how they're changing things. And you know, this is a great time to get in on this and help promote these ideas, because folks, we've run rampant in the last 30 years increasing greenhouse gases, which have been playing way too many games with our environment, causing more damage than anything we can ever repair and fix. So this year, the Temple of the Stone, we're going to focus on educating our community and of the damages that we're creating as an industrial community, and the things we can do to help correct some of the damage, the things we can do to reduce some of the damage, and how to prepare for these climate changes that are coming. I don't want to do a fear and the destruction of the earth kind of thing. That's not what I'm looking at. What I'm looking at is how are we going to make sure that our children have a Mother Earth, how they're going to worship something that's going to be life-sustaining rather than life-threatening. There's nothing worse than having our children say that they don't want to go out to the beach because, you know, the ocean's full of toxins. They don't want to go up to the mountains because the air that should be clean and clear up there is too hard for them to breathe, or be afraid to drink water no matter where they're at. So this is the topic we're going to be focusing on a year long, all of our events. So just get used to it. It's going to be coming at you. Every chance I get, I'm going to find information and I'm going to share that information. And if y'all have information you want to share, or an item that you want to present about a company or a product, or just a great idea, hey, let us know. We'll pull the soapbox up and let you stand on it for a while. Anyway, one last quick little song, because I'm just going to make this a quick podcast to let you know that we're back out here. And like I said, we'll be doing our presentations, our year-long focus on healthy living, green living, and giving back to the environment that we have taken so much from. So, blessed be and enjoy this, and we'll see you next time here on the Knights of the Stone podcast.